Good evening. You're now listening to Soundscape on Vancouver's Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM CFRO. My name is Ben Wiley, and I will be your host for this evening's edition of the show. And for tonight, I've put together a program of pieces that's designed as sort of a bit of tension and then release. So for the first half of the program, I'm going to be playing a few pieces that I feel are very dense, chaotic, tense, stressful, and then we'll follow it up with a couple of really soothing, calm pieces on the second half of the program. But we're going to get started off here tonight with a piece by the Austrian composer Beat Feurer. This is a piece that was originally written in 1998 for Ian Pace and the Arditi Quartet, both masters of contemporary performance. And it is scored for string quartet and piano. It's about 13 minutes long, and it is extremely dense for almost the whole way through, with a lot of movement and a lot of action going on. It's a very active piece that has a real tense and chaotic energy. So the performance that we're going to hear was performed by members of the Kammerensemble Neue Musik Berlin. The performers here are Frank Gutschmidt on piano, Stefan Tast on violin, Eckhard Weindrich on violin, Kirsten Maria Pientke on viola, and Ringela Riemke on cello. So with that, please enjoy Spur by Beat Feurer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Soundscape on Vancouver's Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM CFRO. We just heard the piece Spur by the Austrian composer Beat Fuhrer, and that was in a performance by members of the Kammer Ensemble Neue Musik Berlin. That piece was originally written in 1998 and scored for piano and string quartet. So again, the theme for tonight's show is a little bit of tension and release. So we're going to continue our stressful half of the program with a piece by the French composer Yann Robin. He is a composer who works in a lot of familiar mediums with contemporary classical music, so often ready for ensemble and instruments with electronics. And what we're going to hear tonight is a little bit of the latter. So this is going to be his piece Art of Metal 2, which is the second in a series of three pieces, all scored for solo contrabass clarinet and varying members of an ensemble. So the first piece is just contrabass clarinet and ensemble. The second piece, which we're going to hear tonight, is contrabass clarinet and electronics. Third piece is contrabass clarinet, ensemble, and electronics. So he's a composer who sort of aligns himself with the new complexity movement. So his music is often extremely difficult, very dense, full of musical material. And what we're going to hear now is no different. So with that, please enjoy Art of Metal 2 by Jan Robin, performed by Armand Angster, and electronics realized by Jean Lochard and the composer. Thank you. Welcome back. You're listening to Soundscape on Vancouver's Co-op Radio 100.5 FM CFRO. My name is Ben Wiley, your host for this evening, and we just heard the piece Art of Metal 2, originally scored for solo contrabass clarinet and electronics, composed by Jan Robin in 2007. And in the performance we heard, the performers were Armand Angster on the clarinet part and realizing the electronics alongside the composer, Jean Lochard. So next up, we're going to have one more piece in our stressful side of the program before we get to our relaxing, tension-releasing pieces at the end of the program. So this is going to be a selection of songs from the album Fake Meat, which was released in September of last year by the artist Galen Tipton. And Galen's music I just discovered this week, and it really blew me away. I'm not sure I've ever heard anything quite like it before, and if it's not the best thing I've heard recently, it's certainly one of the most interesting. It exists somewhere between retro video game music, chiptune, glitch, contemporary classical, new complexity, and everything in between. It's really sort of uncategorizable, but it has an extremely dense approach to composition. So from wall to wall, there is just musical material moving at every possible speed, with references being made and destroyed in ways that aren't even really perceptible, but it's really quite the experience to listen to. So Galen performs both under their own name, Galen Tipton, as well as an alter ego, Recovery Girl, where they release music that's a bit more accessible, but this album, Fake Meat, is really out there, and I'm really excited to share it with you tonight. So this will be the last piece of our stressful side of the program, and we'll come back afterwards for a little bit of a breather. So please enjoy Fake Meat by Galen Tipton.
This is a spinal. Welcome. Wow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Soundscape on Vancouver's Co-op Radio 100.5 FM CFRO. We just heard a selection of tracks from the album Fake Meat, released by Galen Tipton in September of last year. And if you enjoyed that, I definitely encourage you to check out the companion album to that, which is called Ungoliant, also released under Galen Tipton's name, and as well, their work under the alias Recovery Girl is also extremely interesting and cool and worth checking out. So again, tonight's theme is tension and release. So we have just finished our tense, stressful, dense, chaotic side of the program, and we're going to finish off here tonight with a couple of pieces where not so many things happen, and we're going to have some more calming and tranquil energy to sort of decompress from all that stressful music we just heard. And I think that Galen Tipton piece, is maybe one of the best examples. Listening to that album from top to bottom is a incredibly anxious experience, and I mean that in the best way. So definitely check it out. So next up, we're going to hear a piece from one of Vancouver's finest exports, Sarah Devachi, who has been remarkably productive in a year where you might be forgiven for being a little less than productive. So we're going to hear a piece from her most recent album, which is extremely hot off the presses. It was released on November 6th, and it's a collection of her live performances in various places around the world. And what we're going to hear is a piece that she performed on pipe organ in Vancouver, actually. So in this, it is a sort of reimagining of a piece from her album Cantus Descant, which was released in September of this year. So she's been very busy. The title is Ruminant, and in the live version, she sort of layers the different elements of the piece on top of one another and turns what is on the original recording, a 3-minute recording, into, as a live piece, about a 10-minute piece. So it's very slow and evolving, and definitely is worth just listening to from front to back, which is what we're going to do right now. So please enjoy Ruminants by Sarah Devachi.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Soundscape on Vancouver's Co-op Radio 100.5 FM CFRO. My name is Ben Wiley, and I have been your host for tonight's edition of the program. We just heard the piece Ruminant by the artist Sarah DeVace. That track was taken from her brand new album titled Figures in Open Air, which is a collection of her live performances from the last 7 or 8 years. And it was a reimagining of a piece originally part of her album released in September of this year, title of which is Cantus Descant. She sort of reimagined it, stretched it out, and turned it into something that's even more interesting than what it is on the original recording. So again, the theme of the program was we had a lot of stressful, intense music at the beginning, and we're closing off with some calming music here. I just got one more track for you. This is going to be from the California-based artist Ashley Bellowin. It's going to be taken from an album that was released on the label Drawing Room Records back in 2016. Unfortunately, this is the only release from Ashley Bellowin at the moment, but hopefully she'll put out some more music soon. In any case, we're going to hear the first track off of this album, which is titled Bourdon, and in it, it's just a very long sort of drone that expands over time and really digs into the sort of acoustic phenomena that occurs when you alter the tuning, or rather explore the interactions between different notes. And so the instrumentation here is the Sequential Prophet 6, which is a synthesizer that Bellowin was involved in producing, as well as custom electronics, harmonium, cello, and electric guitar. Just a really beautiful sort of experience, and we're going to close off tonight with this piece. So that'll be all for me tonight. Thanks again for tuning in. Please enjoy Bourdon by Ashley Bellowin, and until next time, keep your ears open.